Hello, this is Amin Parker. I want to talk about Dragon Ball in this voice recording. My opinion on Dragon Ball, the direction that the franchise is headed, is pretty mixed. I've stopped following Dragon Ball heavily after somewhere around the middle of Dragon Ball GT. Dragon Ball Z was my favorite of, you know, the story arcs. And GT pretty much ruined it for me. I didn't like the fact that Akira Toriyama wasn't working on it. I didn't like the fact that Goku became a child. Or he was transformed into a child. I didn't like the fact that, you know, Super Buu didn't join the squad, but I understand the storyline. I understand why. You know, I understand he was transformed into Oob. But honestly, I wasn't really feeling how it ended. But I know he was an evil villain, so he had to go. It's just certain aspects of GT that I didn't like, but around the middle of GT, when Goku turned into Super Saiyan 4, I thought that was cool. Or as they say in Japan, Super Saiyajin 4. You know, I just didn't like the storyline of the franchise at that point in GT. Now, like I said, Super Saiyajin 4 looked great. The artwork was fantastic. It almost seemed like Goku became a vampire. I thought that was just absolutely amazing. But after GT ended, which was still a pretty horrible little series to me. It was pretty horrible. Definitely in comparison to Dragon Ball Z. Because Dragon Ball Z set the standard. GT was a complete and total flop, in my opinion. But after that, I was already well out of the series. The series ended for a long time. And then slowly for surely it started coming back. Because I don't know if it was because of Akira Toriyama. It probably was. I've noticed that there were some movies, animated movies being made. You know, based in the Dragon Ball Z universe. And they were very well done. You can tell that production values went up. I think Akira Toriyama was definitely back at that point in time. So he tried to save the franchise. You know, because GT pretty much ruined it so badly. It reminds me of the Terminator series. How James Cameron, you know, he tried to save it after Schwarzenegger left, but it was just ruined. The movies without Schwarzenegger were just pretty horrible. But back to Dragon Ball. So like I said, GT was such a flop that I stopped watching. Now, then at some point, Dragon Ball Super came out. After the movies did pretty well, the animated movies, they came out with an actual new series called Dragon Ball Super. So I haven't followed that, but I heard that it was okay. I heard that it was better than GT. That they were trying to really make a move to getting back to the level of popularity and awesomeness that Dragon Ball Z was. Okay. Now, after Super ended, okay, some things transpired. And I'm going to read a little small article. Okay, so let's begin. Dragon Ball GT was created with minimal input from Toriyama and was highly controversial among fans to the point where its status as canon has become dubious with the event of Dragon Ball Super. This similarly only seemed to be surface level, however, and Toriyama's confirmed role in its production should ease fears of a GT repeat. Another major concern among some fans is a desire to see the remaining story arcs of the Dragon Ball Super manga animated, which includes the Galactic Patrol Prisoner Saga and the Granola, the Survivor Saga. These arcs are set in space and expand the lore and world of Dragon Ball Super to a broad degree, featuring amazing fights that fans can't wait to see animated. Learning that a new, different anime project is under works means that it will be much longer until Dragon Ball Super's remaining arcs are animated, which had some fans already grumbling from the moment the new trailer of the new Dragon Ball series called Dragon Ball Daima debuted. Okay, I'm going to stop reading right there. So Dragon Ball Daima is the next chapter of the Dragon Ball series being made as an anime. The company has not finished making the Dragon Ball Super manga into an anime. The last remaining arcs of Dragon Ball Super is not being converted into an anime at this point in time. So it's going to be a gap when it comes to the animations. This doesn't make sense. I don't know why they did it this way. They should have just finished animating the rest of the Dragon Ball Super Saga, because from what I'm understanding, Dragon Ball Super has pretty much had a fantastic, amazing final arc of their story. And the battles and the fight scenes is supposed to be tremendously amazing. Some of the best fights of all time, from what I'm hearing. But instead of the writers and the storytellers finishing out the Dragon Ball Super storyline, they're jumping forward to another storyline that is completely different. We don't know if it's connected to Dragon Ball Super or not. We don't know if this is a reboot or not. And for some reason, all of the main characters in the new Dragon Ball Daima series are going to be in chibi form, which basically is child form. The whole crew is going to be little kids, basically. Makes no sense. So, now that, unfortunately, Akira Toriyama is no longer in this world, unfortunately, it's possible that the series could be going on a downward spiral at this point, because without the original creator, you know, this is the type of things that happens. Now, of course, Toriyama, he wrote the story for Dragon Ball Daima, but I don't know, you know, how far into that he has written. Maybe the first couple of seasons. I don't know. Maybe Dragon Ball Daima will be cut short. Wherever he finished with, you know, with, as far as that series, you know, wherever he stopped at, I'm sure, you know, the company that's making the anime, which is Toei Animation, I'm sure that they're going to animate all of the parts that he written so far. But what about after that point? Who's going to write the rest of the series? And without Toriyama, the series usually do pretty horrible. If we look at Dragon Ball GT as proof, the series pretty much doesn't do well. And like I said, everyone now is a kid. So this is going to be almost like a repeat of what happened with GT, unfortunately. You know, so my opinion is that, well, yes, they should have focused on working on the final remaining storyline arcs of Dragon Ball Super. They should have done that. But because they're not going to do that, they're focusing on this new series that's already angering fans based on the fact that Goku and everyone else is a kid again. This is where the series might fail. It might fail. What they could do is just, you know, while they're working on this new series, also be working on Dragon Ball Super's last and final storyline arcs. Change that into an anime and give it your all with high production values. Okay? And do both series if you can. But yeah, this is, I don't know, it's kind of messed up. Before I go, I can say this too. They could change those last two storyline arcs and just put them into a one long movie, animated movie. They could do that. It may even span two animated movies. Okay, that's fine. But try to finish that out for fans. And then use Dragon Ball Daima to cater to a whole new generation of fans. It could be a reboot if they want it to be. But I don't know. This might be the beginning of the end of the franchise. You know, it's been going on for so long now. So this might just be like an All My Children, One Life to Live situation, where these are long soap opera-like stories, pretty much. And, you know, they might want to try to end it on a positive note. But this is Amin Parker, and that's all I got for now. Until next time, I'm out.